Father, we come into your presence again. We thank you for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that all that is spoken would be consistent with thy word. And Father, we come not seeking to speak of our own authority, but that we speak from thy word. Father, that we would be a good representative of the word of God. We pray that those listening that are not truly saved, that they might receive him as our Savior, and that we as believers might go on standing on the solid rock in the Word of God. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, we find ourselves here in our study. We've been looking at the 8 descriptions of the believer in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. We are going to cover a few of those this week, Lord willing. Today we're looking at verse 3, the third one, where Paul is telling Timothy to be a good soldier, a good soldier. Let's go ahead and read verses 3 through 7, or that is perhaps 3 through 5. We may also look at the next portion, which is speaking of an athlete as a description of a believer. Verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now, verse 5, an athlete. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So 3 through 5, we see a soldier and an athlete. Let's look at a soldier. The word we need to look at is the word endure. Paul tells Timothy to endure hardness. Some 7 words are mentioned here in 2 Timothy, such as the word endure. It is mentioned with different renderings from the Greek, different words in the Greek language, but we see that it's rendered endure in the English. One time it's the word afflictions in chapter 1, verse 8. Paul says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So Timothy is being told to endure. You know, when we think of a soldier, we think of someone that must endure much hardness. We think of a soldier that's on duty, active duty, in battle. We think of one that is in a world of enemies. The world itself, the flesh, and the devil. These are the 3 enemies of a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We think of a soldier as someone not considered a full-time worker in the sense of we think of someone working 40 hours a week. They have a full-time job. We think of a soldier in battle is not only a full-timer, but a whole-timer every minute of the day. This past Lord's Day, at the local assembly where I fellowship at, there was a testimony given by a man that was in World War II, and he was speaking of how, at this point, I know personally he wasn't a believer at that time, but he was going along over to Italy. He's a machine gunner. And he was enduring as a soldier the battles and the things around him, and it was very difficult. Yet he went on to talk about, tie that testimony into the book of Luke chapter 16, the rich man and Lazarus, speaking of one that was there in hell and one that was there at the bosom of Abraham in heaven. And he made a good point to tie that in, but yet I was thinking about him as a soldier. He was there as a whole timer every minute of the day, for he was there in enemy territory. Again, liken that to us as believers. We're told to be good soldiers every minute of the day. We are at battle with the world and the flesh and the devil, but yet we have the Spirit of God indwelling us that know Christ as our Savior. we are safe in Him, in Christ. You know, the scripture goes on as we're in 2 Timothy 2. Look at verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. This is interesting. Think back in the time of King David, when there was that man Uriah who was brought back from the battle, and he was told to go spend time with his wife. Of course, David was wanting to cover up his sin with Uriah's wife, the fact that she was expecting a child. But there, Uriah had his mind totally dedicated to the fact that he and his nation was in battle, was in war. So he would not go spend time with his wife. Something that was legitimate in itself, but Uriah realized that he was and his nation was in battle. He did not want to take his mind, commitment away from what was at hand. That's an Old Testament illustration of someone that, yet it's something that's legitimate. He had commitment. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Keep in mind that the Lord has called us to be soldiers for him, and we know him as our Savior. You know, the scripture makes it clear that we are in this world, but we as believers are not of this world. We are pilgrims and strangers. Heaven is our home. So when we live in this world, we have certain obligations and things around about us that we're given opportunity to do, such as provide for a family. We have jobs. We have commitments around us, but when we let that consume our lives and we become part of this world system, instead of just being in this world, living for Christ and looking for heaven, which is our home, when we cross that line and we're entangled in the affairs of this life, well, then we have crossed the line of being a good soldier. We are not faithful and we're not committed. So we realize that we, as good soldiers in Christ, we are not to be entangled with the affairs of this life. We are not of this world, but we do live in this world. A great difference, a great teaching and principle we as Christians must believe and hold to. We are not of this world, although we temporarily do live in this world. Well, now let's move on to verse 5 and look at the athlete. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. Here, as we think of an athlete, the word is to strive. Notice with the soldier it was to endure, but here with the athlete is to strive. The word in the Greek, we see athelio, which is where we get the word athlete, I imagine, A-T-H-L-E-O. Athelio means to contend in games or in public games. That's an athlete. If we move over to chapter 4 of the same book of 2 Timothy, we look at verse 6, and here Paul speaks of how, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. There is a crown of righteousness for those who love the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in chapter 3, it says there in the same book that those in the last days that would not be looking for the coming of Christ, would not be loving that appearing, instead would be lovers of themselves and lovers of pleasure. Yet we as believers have a crown laid up for us, we that love his appearing. So here as we go back to 2 Timothy 2, we see a likened passage of an athlete. Paul, it said he was ready for his departure because he had fought a good fight. He had finished his course. He had ran the race. Let's also turn back to 1 Corinthians and look at chapter 9. Find verse 24. Paul speaking to the believers at Corinth. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest there by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway or not approved. So here he's speaking of running the race as a believer. My friend, if you know not Christ as your Savior, you are not in the race. So you cannot run to become a Christian. You cannot do good works to earn salvation. We are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, the Scripture does tell us. We realize that this passage in 1 Corinthians and 2 Timothy in chapter 2 and 4 there, that the race that's being spoken of is a race for the believers to run after their salvation. For we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we that know the Lord, and will give account for what we do in these bodies as Christians. So my friend, I would encourage you today to be a good soldier, endure, to also be an athlete that is striving for masteries, striving for a prize as a faithful Christian. I hope this has been of some encouragement to you today. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. Join us for the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry tomorrow with our Bible study. And we'll be in 2 Timothy once again at verse 6. Thank you.